Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
55311.
55311.
Correct.
Your first and last name?
Eleanor Sherber.
Just a moment while I get the account pulled up here. And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
Shipping address? Mailing address?
Your shipping address, correct.
20920 Valley View Terrace, Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Thank you. I'm showing the account was for the Wi-Fi booster and the foot massager. I'm showing the account has been canceled. How may I help you?
You're showing the account what?
Has been canceled.
Has been canceled, yeah. Well, we were charged $49.97 for that that Wi-Fi booster and the foot pad. And when I ordered it, they said it was a gift, and all I needed to do was pay the shipping and handling, which was $7.45, which I was also charged with. But I didn't expect to pay the $49.97 for each item.
Right. So I see where you spoke with someone and they explained this to you, ma'am. When you signed up for the $7.45 charges, it did state in the terms and conditions that you will be enrolled into the Gadget Club membership, where you're going to be billed the $49.97 a month for a $125 gift card. The previous support agent did go ahead and get the account canceled. I do see where they offered you a 35% refund, but you declined the refund. So we can't issue anything on the account. I can apply my employee discount and see if I can get you at a 50% refund, but that'll be the most I can do for you.
I would have not ordered this if I knew I was paying $50 for each item. I think I was scammed.
Okay, well, being that it was in the terms and conditions like any other website, ma'am, the charge will be valid. However, as a courtesy, I did offer a 50% refund, but that's all I can do today.
Well, I will accept the 50%, but I will contact my charge company and my credit card and let them know.
Okay, that's fine, ma'am. Your credit card company has already contacted us. We did have to provide them with your IP address along with the terms and conditions to have the charge approved. So they'll just have you contact us. They are aware of the charges. But again, your account was already canceled out. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Give me one moment.
Okay.
In just a few more moments. And I'm going to place you back on a brief hold while I reach out to corporate for a moment. So just give me a few more moments, ma'am.
All right.
All right, so my supervisor did allow me to go ahead and fully refund the two charges for the $49.97. They will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I can provide you with your confirmation number when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be R as in Robert, 748-598.
R748598?
Correct.
Okay, and I will be refunded both those $49.97 charges?
In 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and that will show up on my next credit card bill?
Ma'am, it'll show up in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I'm not sure how it'll show up on your bill, but it'll be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
And can I return these products if I wanted to?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, just checking. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.